إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the third quality of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم's life, the lesson that we need to learn from that, I remind myself and you, is that of courage. It's one of the world has changed in many ways, but one of the ways in which the world hasn't changed is the necessity and need for physical and moral courage for anyone who wishes to be in a leadership position. There's no leadership from the back. Leader by definition means in the front. There's no such thing as a leader from the back. What is in the back is called a follower, not a leader. And being in the front means to have courage. Physical courage, moral courage. As we said yesterday, confidence comes out of a complete faith and trust in the correctness and the rightness of your position. And the same thing applies to courage, which is the way I differentiate between confidence and courage is confidence is what's inside and courage is what gets manifested in your action. A person with confidence acts with courage. Now, in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is visible in his entire life, from the beginning to the end, positions of courage and positions where he took the unpopular stance. His whole life is based on that, on the ability to take the unpopular stance or doing what went against the current of the society. In terms of physical courage, again, many, many examples, different battles, even without battles. But the one that I want to mention and which I always think of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants those He wants the possibility of being in positions. But it's not just being in the position, but it's what you do with the position. In the Battle of Hunain, we know the incident where when the Hawazim first when the Muslims came into contact with the Hawazim and the Hawazim attacked, the people in the front, in the Muslim ranks, and most of them were people who had recently accepted Islam, they turned around and ran. And they ran so fast that people like Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, people like Abu Sufyan, radiallahu anhu, who had by then become Muslim and he was one of the commanders, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu said, they will stop only when they hit the sea. That they look like they will run all the way to the ocean. So then Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu looked at them running and he said, this is the Qadr of Allah. We can't do anything, we can't stop them. Complete rout. There was a total rout of the Muslim army. Even though Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with them. Now see the conduct of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talking about courage. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates and he says that Rasulullah was mounted on his mule, on his white mule, and he looked around, he saw Abdullah bin Mas'ud and he said, call the Ansar. He said, call out to the Ansar. And Nabi sallallahu himself, he went towards the army, towards the enemy, towards the Hawazi. And he shouted and he said, I am Muhammad bin Abdul Muttalib. He said, you're looking for me? I am Muhammad. I'm Muhammad. Now, Sayyidina Ali and others, they grabbed the bridle of his mule and they stopped him and they tried to turn him around. They said, Ya Rasulullah, they want you. And if they kill you, that's finished. Everything is gone. So don't expose yourself. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't stop. He continued with that. He said, I am Muhammad. I am Muhammad bin Abdul Muttalib. He took the name of his grandfather. Of course, the Qadr of Allah is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. And then the Ansar came to him and they collected around him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these ayat are in Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down his help. Yeah. And Abdullah Mas'ud Abdullah says that we saw a black mass descend from the heavens and hit the ground. And something that looked like ants, they spread on the land. So Allah knows what he did and what he sent. But the army of the Hawazim was routed. At that time, the people around Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam were a little over 100. And the Hawazim at that time, the army of the Hawazim was 20,000. I'm not saying that all the 20,000 attacked these 100 people. Obviously, they didn't, but whatever happened, the numbers are there. There were just over 100 Ansar Sahaba who were with Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time. Now, obviously, it doesn't even need imagination to think about what would have happened if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had not taken that stance of exposing himself to mortal danger when everyone else around him was running. And these were not, the people who ran were not people who were munafiqeen or anything like that. They were good people, but this is a human. And the, you know, in the face of battle and so on and so forth, you don't know what you will do until you face that situation. And this is what happened there. So, the question of courage, of physical courage. But physical courage comes from the belief that you are on the right. There is no physical courage in somebody in whose heart there is nifaq. There is no physical courage. It doesn't. Physical courage is not a factor of your, the size of your body or the size of your muscles. I mean, this is something which is important to understand. Nothing to do with that. People can be physically very strong. You know, they can be huge and massive, and they do a lot of exercise and so on, and they may be skilled in battle. But physical courage does not come from that. Physical courage, I'm not saying that's not important. Obviously, if you look like a dried prawn, it doesn't help. But at the same time, if you may have the physical structure, but courage is a situation of the heart. So if you have, in Farsi, and the word in Urdu is buzdil, the one who does not have courage. And buz is sheep. Yeah, somebody who has the heart of a sheep. There's no courage. He will run from everything. So the situation of courage comes from the heart. And that comes with the belief that you are on the right. And that's the reason why to stand for the truth, moral courage comes before physical courage. And unless you have moral courage, you cannot have physical courage. And this was the situation of the Anbiya. And if you look at this, we are looking at it from the Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but this applies to the Seerah of all the Anbiya. Take Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam's Seerah for example. There are any number of examples of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam standing alone before the forces that were arrayed before him and without any sign of fear because of this courage. Take Musa Alayhi Salaam. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentioned all those ayat in Surah Ash-Shura and so on where he spoke about Musa Alayhi Salaam standing in front of, alone in the court of Firaun. He's standing in the court of the most powerful man of the time, but no sign of any fear. This is the sign of being on the correct path, on the truth, and we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Taala for this. So this is another lesson that we take from the Seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from the Seerah of the Anbiya, that physical courage is absolutely critical and essential, and that comes as a consequence of moral courage. And moral courage comes is present and is comes in the hearts of those who are on the right. So it's very important to be on the truth, and the truth is that which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us and which Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala taught us in the Quran. So we need to be on the truth, and if you are standing firmly on the truth, then this results in moral courage, and the moral courage then inshallah gives us the physical courage, without which there is no question of any leadership. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to enable us to be courageous and to enable us to fear nothing except His anger. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to give us that level of confidence and courage and to make us useful in the path of His deen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.